It's not unusual for gas prices to vary from neighborhood to neighborhood. But in one neighborhood here in Washington, D.C., there are two gas stations right across the street from each other, and their prices are nearly a dollar apart. NPR's Zoe Chase tries to explain why.
I called up UC Berkeley's Severin Borenstein, basically the Encyclopedia Brown of gas pricing. I put it to him.
In Washington, there's a gas station, and gas is $4.99 a gallon. And directly across the street is a Sunoco, and gas is $4.15 a gallon.
Wait, is this down at the bottom of Rock Creek Parkway?
Yep.
Came around the corner and said, I needed a close-by bathroom, and I knew they had one. Wasn't paying any attention to price.
John Buck and his wife came down the parkway in their Prius, saw the sign, and made a right. That's one way they can get you. The $4.99 Exxon sign is the only one you can see coming down the strip. That's how they got Sharon Scott.
If I had noticed the lower price across the street, I would have went. Definitely been there.
Oh, it's across the street.
Encyclopedia Brown says that changes everything.
So it's actually, if I remember that intersection correctly, not easy to get from one to the other at all.
You can't compare the two because trading down is inconvenient. But that doesn't explain the $5 gasoline.
It's ridiculous. What do you expect people to do? Just live to buy gas, I guess.
Actually, they might not want you to buy gas at all, says Severin Borenstein.
It's pretty much the Exxon station saying, we're not that interested in selling gasoline.
The Exxon station, unlike the Sunoco across the street, is an auto repair shop.
And at those sorts of stations, you do tend to see higher prices. It's not their main line of business. They're willing to sell gasoline. They have a pump and they have tanks, but it's not where they're primarily focused.
The person who knows for sure why the price is so high here isn't talking. That's the owner of the station. I called his wife. I called Exxon. I called the gasoline distributor. Everyone passed the buck to the owner. He wouldn't take my call. Here's the thing. The $5 Exxon is a beautiful sight. The gas station itself looks like a thatched cottage made out of old stone. It's built right into the old Watergate Hotel, one of the weirdest-looking and most notorious spots in Washington. The gas station itself is named the Watergate Exxon.
Do you think that it has anything to do with that it has the Watergate name?
Exactly. No question about it. I've been working here for 40 years, so I know.
Wallace Pope is the doorman at the Watergate Apartments. He says the Watergate Exxon has always been exorbitant, at least since the Watergate scandal in the 70s. And the gas station across the street has always been reasonable.
And why? But basically because of the Watergate.
I think if they changed the name, they couldn't keep the price so high.
I doubt it.
In conclusion, if you don't want to pay $5 for gas, don't. They probably don't want you there anyway. But if you want Watergate gas, instead of the gas you usually put in your car, fill it up and pay for the privilege. Zoe Chase, NPR News.